Last year, a city bus struck and killed 23-year-old Ella Bandes at a dangerous intersection in Ridgewood, Queens. Now the city's Department of Transportation is planning to make safety improvements to the location, including wider curbs and more crosswalks. The MTA is also looking for ways to reduce crashes, as WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports, as part of our Mean Streets project.
Ella Bandes died on a cold night in January. She got off the L train at the Myrtle Wyckoff stop and then started to walk across Myrtle Avenue. Her mother, Judy Kotick, tells a crowd at a rally for safer streets what happened then.
She was a dancer, sure-footed and self-aware. A bus driver was looking in her rearview mirror, trying to avoid a taxi at this complicated, pedestrian-unfriendly intersection, and ended our beautiful daughter's life in an instant.
The bus driver was a 35-year-old in her first year on the job, which means she was on probation. The MTA says she resigned after the crash, but the authority says the driver got the standard training all NYC transit drivers get.
They come without experience driving a big behemoth on the roads. Frankly, we prefer to have somebody that we train from the beginning rather than get somebody who has experience, because then we have to untrain their bad habits.
That's Steve Vidal, Vice President of Safety at the MTA's Department of Buses. He says new hires start with a 10-day training behind the wheel with an instructor before they spend 4 weeks driving an actual route with an experienced driver watching over them.
They graduate and they're collecting quarters, you know, in passenger service 6 weeks after they start.
Collecting quarters is pre-MetroCard era lingo for picking up paying customers. Last year, MTA bus drivers traveled 152 million miles on New York City streets. That's more than 300 round trips to the moon. In the early 1990s, city bus drivers averaged 100 accidents per million miles. The rate is half that today. Vidal says it's because the authority started penalizing drivers for two reasons: if they had a collision that was their fault, and if they had a collision that wasn't their fault but could have been avoided by driving more defensively.
That's something that's hard for folks to embrace, because they don't want to admit that they had culpability in an accident happening that wasn't their fault. But the fact of the matter is, it's what drives the accident rates down.
Vidal says the driver who collided with Ella Bandes should have been trained to expect pedestrians to behave unpredictably.
From a pedestrian standpoint, it gets more complicated now because they're all distracted. You know, they're not looking up, they're looking down. They're looking at their mobile devices. They have headphones on, they're not paying attention to their surroundings.
Vidal also had his staff investigate when in a driver's career they're most likely to be involved in collisions. The answer came back: after a driver's one-year probation is done and before they've reached 3 years on the job.
There's this level of relief, they finish their probation, and what we find is they're not paying attention to the extent that they were before.
Those drivers make up 11% of the workforce, but account for 20% of collisions. So last year, the MTA started bringing second-year bus drivers back in for more training that stresses the need to avoid collisions.
Give them a reality check. You don't want to be in that situation.
The driver in the Ella Bandes case never made it to that point. She resigned before her probation was up. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.